Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Yeah, we're walking a lonely road to L.A. tomorrow. Down 0-2. But no worries. Aaron Nola to the rescue, as the Phillies announced last night that Aaron Nola, not Ranger Suarez, will start Game 3 of the series tomorrow night against the Dodgers. Hugh, I can't wrap my mind around this one. I know you have you've supported the idea of Aaron Nola pitching. How is Aaron Nola a better option tomorrow night than Ranger Suarez?
On the surface, Joe, I don't think he is. Mm. I mean, the one thing I'm not going to do, I'm not about to sit here and be optimistic and lie to you about why I feel that way. But here's the reality. This is it. And if they're putting you out there, you have to put forth maximum effort. And I know that some people are like, well, Hugh, what he said? He stunk all year long. But he has some history with this team of having some pretty good outings. You need to find one, man, because the pressure's on. There's no question about that. Waking up this morning, I guess they went to L.A. last night. You know what's at stake here. You know how your season is gone. You gotta find it from somewhere. And I know it sounds crazy, and people are like, what are you talking about, Hugh? But that's what athletes do, especially athletes that vibrate at a higher level like these guys are. They're supposed to be vibrating. That's what that is your job. That is your task for tomorrow night. That's the only thing that should matter. You should at least give us six strong innings. Six.
Against this lineup.
Hey, listen.
Aaron Nola.
You better figure it out. You got to figure it out.
Well, so here's my thing on
this. This is
on
why you make the big bucks.
I need one of two things to happen tomorrow night for this to me to feel okay about the decision. One, Aaron Nola pitches great. Okay, and then Topper wins this one. He got it right. Aaron Nola pitched great. Or we find out that Ranger Suarez is hurt more than we think. Because on the surface, just like the bunt last night, on the surface, this doesn't make any sense. Ranger Suarez this season had a 3.20 earned run average. 3.20. Aaron Nola had a 6.01 earned run average. It doesn't make any sense what they're doing tomorrow night. And I did see one theory this morning. I forget who wrote it. Might have been Matt Gale, might have been Scott Lauber. One of the theories was maybe you get the Dodgers to put their lineup in typically against righties, mm-hmm. right? Because Nola's going to start the game. And then you quickly switch to Ranger, like in the second or third or fourth inning, and you kind of get them off. It feels like we're overthinking this thing here. Well, put the best pitcher out there.
Well, going into this, we all knew. That in this game particular that we're talking about, the next one, the last one, or whatever, the next one.
The next one.
Yeah, because I'm going to speak it into existence. Okay. We're going to get this one. That Aaron Nola is going to have a quick hook. I mean, that was the consensus, that whatever he's looking like.
If he started.
And I think there was even some conversation, I think, when we were sitting at the table with Jack, it was like, okay, if he has to play, let him go through the lineup two times. That's it.
But why are we even doing this when we have Ranger Suarez? Yeah, like, I mean, he's better.
Maybe strategically? I don't know. Or maybe you just, like, that's your guy. Maybe you want your guy to get out there and get that feel. I know for a lot of people right now, and I can tell, Kyle, I can already read your mind. You're not in a position or a situation where you want to see any of that happen.
You know what I feel is the most likely thing that happens tomorrow night?
It's
the bottom of the third, 2-0 Dodgers, 2 on, and Ranger Suarez is coming out of the bullpen to save the day.
Yeah.
Instead of just starting the game with him.
Yeah, I mean, the confidence level in Nola is very low, and I think it should be for everybody, even if you're hopeful, Hugh over there. I understand the thought of you'd rather, if you're going to have one of them come out of the bullpen, it's Ranger.
Yes.
Because you trust him to come out of the bullpen more. But, I mean, this is feeling like a Hail Mary here, that you'll even get to a point where you'll have the game within your reach by the time that Ranger comes out.
Yeah, and when you say rather one come out of the bullpen, like one rescue the other, I think you're right on that. I'd rather Ranger doing that. But it's almost like we're forgetting, or they're forgetting. Ranger this season, 1, 2, 3, 4, five, six. Like, I think it was like 10 or maybe more times went six or more innings. Like, why can't he just do what Luzardo just did? Or in game one, what we got out of Sanchez. Don't you think he could get us into the sixth inning with only two runs on the board for the Dodgers? Yeah. He's done it so many times this season.
Sure. And then you go to like Bueller or, I mean, that's another guy. Where's Bueller been? Like, if Ranger's going to be available to come out of the bullpen in game three, shouldn't he have been available to come out in game one, game two, Bueller? Yeah. Like, and then it makes you go back to Rob Thompson. Like, Strom and Kirkering again, like it's some game in the middle of June or something, and you want to see what these guys have. But you could have played it like Dave Roberts did, where everybody was
available.
Everybody should have been.
Playing this as if we're short on pitchers, yet we have all these pitchers here. It's a very odd way that they've gone about managing this series and putting the roster out there. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's everyone get back to venting here. On the Stars, on the bunt, on the defense by Turner, the whole thing. Tucker is in South Philly. Hey, Tucker.
Hey, fellas. While I was on hold, I was trying to figure out who I was most mad at, basically, from this utter collapse. And it's like a failure of everything but the starting pitching. I mean, you want to talk about the Stars. Schwarber going 2-for-27 in the last two postseasons is absolutely unbelievable. Bryce Harper, I mean, like, this city killed Joel Embiid after he scored 50 points with Bell's palsy. And we don't give that same energy back to these guys whatsoever. Trey Turner, like you mentioned, Joe, he's a career 254 postseason hitter, a high batting average, $300 million player. He hits 254 in the postseason. And then you could talk about Topper. I mean, making Bryson Stott bunt in game two when Bryson Stott is hitting 310 the last 2 months of the season, having no faith, down by a run. You have, in game one, taking out Brandon Marsh, the only guy who hit the bat on the ball. It's just like he's doing way too much, being way too cute. And this is also just a failure of Dombrowski. I mean, the fact that this is the same problems that was offensive in the last postseason. Alec Boehm is Alec Boehm, man. There's no changing that. And, like, hindsight is 20/20, and it's not what lost him the game. But, I mean, the not wanting to just go ahead and go all in and doing this like multiple timeline thing. I understand that Andrew Painter wasn't ready, but I mean, to get Justin Crawford up here. Joe, you said 6 weeks left in the season that they had the NL East wrapped, and that ended up being true. You couldn't give Crawford some run. He was hitting 320 in AAA, 47 stolen bases. I understand 2020 Harrison Bader has been great and he got hurt, but like, you wouldn't trust him more than Weston Wilson on the base pass. You wouldn't be okay getting Cassie out there. It's just like a complete lack of committing by everybody except for Luzardo and Sanchez. It's blowing my mind.
Yeah, and you know what? I think what we're finding out, Tucker, and good phone call, and a lot of good points, man. We appreciate the phone call. If you don't go all out, you're probably not going to win. I mean, I just like the way he described it, like half in, half out. And Hugh, I've thought about this so many times the last few days. The way they handled Andrew Painter this year, refusing to trade him in any deal. I know most people are okay with that, right? Because it'll happen for the future. But also the refusal to let him try to work in the bullpen. Roky Sasaki, who closed out game one and game two for the Dodgers, you know what he is? He's a young starting pitcher that struggled this season and was in the minor leagues. And you know what they did at the end of the year? They said, we're trying to win the World Series. Roky, let's see if you can just get one or two or three hitters out.
Yeah, doing what you got to do.
Meanwhile, oh, no, precious Andrew Painter. Three straight trade deadlines. We would never trade him. And then we won't even put him in the bullpen. And we had Jolly in here, and he fought with me about him in the bullpen. And now three straight years, as we're trying to win the World Series, he's provided nothing to the team. Roky Sasaki is one of the best young prospects in baseball. Starting pitcher, Minor leagues, wasn't that good? Last month of the season, like, Roki, we have bullpen issues. Go try out the bullpen. Closed out the first two games.
Are you suggesting that we amend Jolly's undefeated record in WIP debates?
And I'm upset about enough today that I'm going to let that go. Okay, let that one go. I got to deal with Hugh, who might get suspended for the final segment of the show today.
What I do?
Well, you're on two strikes.
Yeah.
What I do?
We haven't even brought up.
There's a third strike
there's
here.
There's a third strike just waiting
for us
to get to.
Well, the Jaguar thing you brought up in the first segment.
Well, I was talking about DeWin.
Yeah. What was it? What was strike two? I forget. It was a bad one.
Oh, the protein powder.
Oh, yeah.
Protein powder.
Yeah, you better hope we don't bring up strike three.
What's strike three?
You really want us to say it?
I got to. I have a retort.
Would you like to stand up for the YouTube audience and show everybody
that you're wearing
today?
Dodger blue today?
No, this is
Dodger blue pants today.
First of all, this is royal blue.
No,
it's Dodger blue.
This is royal blue.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not powder blue, it's royal blue.
I can't believe Hugh Koufax walked in today. I mean, this is unbelievable.
It's royal blue.
You wore Dodger blue.
No, it's royal blue. It's royal blue.
Okay. Again.
But see, I'm saying I have a good reason to wear it, but I mean, since you guys want to be petty, I'll let you go with that one. But it wasn't for the Dodgers. It definitely wasn't.
I know it wasn't for the Dodgers. It's just, it made us more upset.
It just
upset.
Made you thoroughly irritated. Because you guys are easily, well, not easily irritated, because that game last night was very,
very irritating.
Easily
irritated?
No, I take that. I'll walk that one.
All right.
Well, Kyle is.
Yeah.
It takes a little bit more for you. But that was pretty bad.
I'll probably be irritated after Will in the Northeast tries to tell me everything's okay. What's up, Will?
Oh, Dream Team, what's going on?
Well, we're hurting today.
I'm hurting too, man. I'm really hurting, man. But like I say, I'm going down with the ship, man. I'm not bailing out. I said what I said this whole entire season. I'm going to stand on it. And listen, if it happens, it happens. But one thing I got to say, man, I think some of these players is in the win, and some of these players are in for the money. And I think the money is a big distraction for these three hitters, right? Mo, Larry, and Crowley. These guys have not showed up at all, right? So this is my thing, man. Y'all need to really dig deep and check yourself. Sherbert, you need to really check yourself. I mean, come on, man. You hit all these home runs, and you ain't even touching the ball, man. Harper, the same thing. Turner, the same thing. I mean, like, come on, y'all. Y'all didn't come this far to give
you
up,
like
bro.
You sound like you need some music.
Y'all been in it this whole time. And you know what's so crazy? We lost these games because y'all not hitting. All these games have been close. If y'all would just stop trying to knock everything out the park and just get on base and get a hit. At least try to get a hit to get the game started and to get that home run streak started. Y'all not even touching the ball, man. And listen, I'm sick of us pacifying these dudes. Y'all getting all this money, and y'all not showing up. But guess who did show up? Castellanos, Kepler, Lizardo, all these guys that we really didn't have too much faith in. Guess what they doing? They trying to win. And y'all not. And this is burning me up, man, because you know why? Our fans and everybody believed this whole season. And y'all going to give us another season of a letdown. So y'all need to really check yourself. Listen, it ain't one game, Hugh. We got three more games.
We got three more games. That's what I'm talking about, Will. We got three more games.
Let's go, man.
We got to go.
Dig deep, find yourself, soul search, and let's get back on board. And let's win this whole thing, man.
Let's win it all.
Let's go, baby. Phillies all the way.
He hung up.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
Kyle ain't trying to hear today. I mean, it's a tough one. I get why Kyle is upset.
No music. We can't do the music today.
Do you get why I'm upset? You're asking for music. You're ordering protein powder. Talking about the Jags.
Why are you
wearing Dodger blue? Do you get it? Do you get why I'm upset, Hugh?
It's Sigma blue. Thank you very much.
It's Dodger blue.
It's okay for purposes of your anger. Fine. But anyway, we got one more, man, and you got to hang in there. I know it's hard to do, and I'm not asking anybody to. If you don't feel comfortable being a foxhole guy, that's fine. I mean,
foxhole,
it's a foxhole. It's one more game, man. As Kyle gives me the daggers across the room. I mean that, dude. It's one more game, and it doesn't look.
But
pretty.
What makes you believe they're gonna come out and fight?
Pride. I think pride. I mean, come on, man. These guys are pretty prideful.
Okay.
And they did fight. Okay, we've focused on the bad. Mm-hmm. Let's focus on some of the positive.
What's the good?
Don't even try.
They did fight for seven innings. They were fighting hard for seven innings.
But the problem, I agree.
The other two, you know what I mean?
I don't think they're rolling over. But the Dodgers are a great team. We can't just dig a hole against the Dodgers. Like, oh, we'll get out of it now. We're just going to go to L.A. and win two and come back here. They're the defending champs.
I tell you what, though, and the one thing that I think is evident when it comes to this team, they're front runners. If they're in any tight game, any game that I think of that has been tight, there has been you when you talk about some of the miscues that they've had in the outfield. I mean, think about it. They don't do well in tight games. They don't. I mean, when I recall the games that I remember, especially last year against the Mets, those one-run games, they don't do well most of the time in those. They need to be in a comfortable space. And if it feels like the momentum shifts, that's when they get bungholitis.
You know, well, to their credit, at some points this season, like, they have fought back and they bounced back after having those tough losses. Mm-hmm. But, like, we also can't ignore the times where they have just, like, how about that third game against the Mets in Citi Field when they just laid down like dogs? And it was, like, the most – I was asking everybody to boo them the next day.
Well,
sometimes you think you hit rock bottom.
And there is a difference between fighting back against the Cubs or Mets. This is the Dodgers. They have to go to L.A. now. I mean, look, we understand the deck that is stacked against them. It's their fault. If they had won at least one of these first two games, at least we have a series and we have something to feel like, all right, let's just get this back here Saturday with one more shot at this. That's even now, that is a ridiculously uphill climb to think they're going to win both games out there in L.A. Joe and Mayfair is up. Hey, Joe.
Well, hello, gentlemen.
And hello, Joe.
I got to thank you, Hugh, last week for putting out AJ with what he did to Seth and you guys and the passion that you showed. I wish the Phillies players would show at least 10% of that passion when it comes to playing the game. And that's why, you know, the last few months and really since they were up 2-1 against the Astros, that season was a new manager. They all rode the wave. But you can see season after season – the even-keeledness of Thompson is rubbed off on the core of the team where the fun's not there. Everything is going to be okay. You shouldn't take your bench players to rise up to motivate your stars. And that's what this team's been about. Regular season, they can win 90 games with the talent, with the pitching, and the home runs against bad pitching all you want. But if your manager plays not to win, if he plays to, it's instead of playing to win, you play not to lose, where everything's going to be okay, and not putting your foot in the gas pedal saying in game one, we have to find a way to win this game, enough's enough. Everything since that Astro series has been the same. Nonchalant, everything's okay, never thinking outside the box when it comes to big games. And you're the manager of a club. And your three-star players all swing from the heels. And you can't do that against great pitching. You have to get your barrel of the bat on the ball. And this team time and time again does the same things over and over and over again. And it is up to the manager to make sure you tell your clubhouse, we're going up against great pitching. We have played hero ball long enough. Shorten your strokes. Get the bat on the ball. Make contact. We need to get runners on base. And time again, this core group just keeps swinging from the heels. Turner, Schwarber, Harper. Your bench players last night got the barrel and the bat and the ball. Castellanos did, reached out and just put his bat in the ball. Harrison Bader puts his bat in the ball. But your core three guys that everyone looks up to who gets paid the most in that clubhouse gets away with it. And that's where it's Topper's fault. Ranger Suarez has ice in his veins. I don't care if he can only give me four innings. I need that heart of Ranger Suarez on the mound, not the mopey Aaron Nola. But this manager does the same things over and over and over again. Kind of like certain players back in the day, they don't have that winning mentality, that killer instinct. And we have a quarterback, and we have a head coach that might not do things the right way on the football team, or A.J. Brown, not exactly the right way, and their Octobers and Novembers and Decembers might not be the greatest because all the stats aren't there like Schwarber and Harper and Turner do during the regular season. But for the most part, when players rise to the occasion, they have that internal thing, the guts to push forward and break down a wall. This group doesn't have it. This manager doesn't have it. Certain players in this city have never had it, and they've never won in this town. And that's what we have right now with the manager leading his core group to be okay. Everything's just going to be fine. Keep doing what you're doing. We're going to keep doing what we're doing. And insanity is what it comes when you keep failing over and over and over again. And that's what we have in this team.
Well, Joe, we do. And with the manager, it's over and over again. And Joe, man, we appreciate the phone call. We do. I mean, he's right on all that stuff. The more I watch him, and it's been 4 years now, and I like Topper. I think we all like Topper. He's a regular season manager. You have to have a sense of urgency in the postseason, especially in a five-game series. Dave Roberts is managing like his life depends on the games. And Rob Thompson's managing like, we'll play for the tie. Get him extra innings. I like our bullpen there. Doesn't work. It doesn't work. And I'll tell you this, and I already said many times today, I don't believe he's going to be the manager next year. Last night, he lost me. If it works tomorrow night and Nola shoves and they get to a game four, I will give him tons of credit. If Nola gets knocked out of that game in the first or second inning, Rob Thompson, just book your own flight back, man. Don't come back on the team flight.
That's not a good look, but I don't think that's going to happen. I'm hoping that that's not going to happen because I feel like, and I feel strongly about this, I feel like these guys know the weight of this moment. This is going to change. And I know it's probably going to be tougher because of the money that they've invested in these marquee players. Mm. But like we talked about earlier, Schwarber's not going to be here. I don't think he's coming back. I think if this thing goes south tomorrow night, he's not coming back. And then you're going to have to make a decision on Bryce. I think that's the conversation. No, I do. I think it's a conversation.
What kind of decision?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, obviously he's not a free agent. Yeah, so.
No, but I'm just saying you got to make a decision.
I mean. Well, the Schwarber one's interesting just because he's
a free agent.
To me, he went from like blank check to, we sure?
Well, no, not from that. I'm not saying it from that standpoint. I don't feel like he wants to be here.
Well, you think he's going to bail on them?
I think he's going to bail.
Well, this could be a sinking ship considering their ages.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
he may
sure.
look at it and say, I'll go to a younger team.
It's possible. Yeah. Right. And I mean, is he, it's going to sound terrible.
Here we go.
Is he a better fit on a team where he's not, where he's just like a role player? Almost?
A guy? You mean like my man in
like
Atlanta?
There's a team up in New York that's willing to overpay for guys.
Oh, God.
Who are just.
Talking about the Yankees.
There to fit a need.
He's talking about the Mets.
And not necessarily be your star player.
I can't handle Schwarber in a Mets uniform. I mean, what are we doing?
I'm just telling you.
If he helps those losers get over the top, it's like, that's...
that's tough.
It would be tough to watch.
This is the situation that this team's put us in.
Yeah, well, I think we're going to find out what their plan is for next year as soon as this October's over. If they keep Topper, then we're just running this... I almost got too comfortable. We're running this stuff back next year, okay?
You have been around way too long.
Wow. That
was close.
I'm proud of you, man.
Yeah.
I'm proud
man.
Of you.
Well, it's true, isn't it? If we bring Topper back, we're running this back.
That's what I'm saying.
Phillies have beaten you down.
The bunt killed me.
That's what I'm saying, Kyle. I'm recklessly speculating. But you can't run this back. You can't run it back. And you can't run it back with the usual suspects. You can't do it. I don't think you can do it.
215-592-9494. Your phone calls. I need a deep breath here. And on the other side, more into the bunt decision. And not just the bunt decision, but how it played out, how it played into the Dodgers' hands, and why Castellanos, of all the runners on second base to try to execute that, was the wrong one. J-Roll had a lot of interesting things to say about it after the game. You'll hear that next on the bunt. It's coming up next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. And let's talk about my friends over at FanDuel, of course, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. It's getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet. Bet $5. And if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets. Use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style. FanDuel has you covered. FanDuel.com/GIGLI to download the FanDuel app today and get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.